Dr. Jerry Nicholsberg, a senior economist from UCLA, is a regular speaker at the annual State of Sonoma County Breakfasts. But this year, his outlook was especially rosy.
What we see in the local economy, as well as in California state economy, is continued growth, an increase in employment, a declining unemployment rate, and higher incomes.
Overall employment is back to pre-2008 levels. Consumer spending is on the rise, and housing starts, mostly multi-unit projects, are increasing, although at a very measured pace.
The construction industry was very hard hit in the Great Recession, and as this recovery has been quite slow, developers have been reticent to move very fast to build new housing. Now we've seen rental rates go up, occupancy rates go up, and it is increasingly clear that you can make a business plan for new multifamily housing. That takes time, but we're seeing that starting here in Sonoma and throughout the state.
Short-term unemployment numbers are also encouraging, with California as a whole now enjoying full employment, which to economists means less than 5% unemployment. But Nicholsberg noted that these new jobs are different jobs.
The Sonoma economy has really transformed since the Great Recession, and it's one of the few regional economies that has moved from an old economy to a new economy with the generation of jobs across the entire spectrum. But one of the things that you notice in the data is a trend towards independent contractors, the self-employed, towards the innovative economy. These are changes that are driving growth, but make for a very different kind of Sonoma business environment than existed before.
And these next-generation jobs are not distributed equally throughout the state, but are concentrated in California's coastal counties.
This recovery has really been driven by two things, technology and energy. And California is a state with a large and vibrant tech industry. And that runs all up and down the coast. That has created fast rates of growth relative to the rest of the country, but also relative to inland California that's been much more dependent on increasing size of government, construction, and traditional kinds of manufacturing.
That underscores the need for education to prepare both adults and students to compete in the evolving job market.
We need to educate our kids for a different kind of job, because the job losses in the Great Recession, many of them are not coming back because they are using 20th century skills, and we have an entirely different economy now.
But that's a policy issue. The empirical economic data, Nicholsberg says, holds very little that he sees as worrying.
When we look at the U.S. economy, and of course California and Sonoma, very dependent on what happens overall in the U.S., we don't see the kinds of imbalances that you would expect to drive a recession. That means that the storm clouds are not huge. There's always geopolitical risk. There is risk in financial markets. But basically, Main Street is growing slowly, measuredly, but steadily growing. So the outlook for the next couple of years looks reasonably good.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.